ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ॐ ॐ ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः। ॐ सहनाभवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। ॐ सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः। यस्माज्जातम् जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। हैविंग कंप्लीटेड द फर्स्ट सेक्शन शिक्षावली लॉन्ग ब्रेक वी आर री एंटरिंग इन टू अवर क्लासेस on Brahmanandavalli. And here, we just started the first portion, the first section. We have seen the literal meaning of the few mantras of first section. Then we started seeing Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary on that important first sentence. So Brahmavalli or Brahmanandavalli, Anandavalli begins with a sutra bhuta vakyam. A sutra bhuta vakyam, a statement which is like an aphorism. Which is not an aphorism, which is like an aphorism. Why? Because a brief statement, having just three words, but reveals an important fact. Knower of Brahman attains the absolute. The absolute happens to be Brahman itself. There's nothing more absolute, that thing which is greater, that thing which is bigger, that thing which is as big as great as exalted as Brahma. Even though the word Param literally means the most exalted, something superior, absolute, there's nothing which is as exalted as Brahma. Nothing is as superior as Brahma. Therefore, nothing which can be, which is definitely more exalted than Brahma. The word Param implies the absolute reality, Brahman itself. And the Anuvaka begins in this manner. Om Brahma Vida Apnoti Param Tadeshabhyuk सत्यं ज्ञानमनन्तं ब्रह्म यो वेद निहितं गुहायां परमे व्योमन् सोऽश्नुते सर्वान् कामान् सः ब्रह्मणा विपश्चितेति। So here, Brahmavid Param Apnoti. knower of Brahman attains the absolute, attains the most exalted, which is nothing but Brahman itself. The knower of Brahman attains Brahma. And this first statement, the Sutra Bhuta Vakyam itself, will contribute for three possible questions. What is the Brahman, knowing which one accomplishes the absolute? And what is that absolute? How does one know Brahma? And where does one know Brahma? These are the possible three questions. For which there is a Rig Mantra. The Rig Mantra, quoted by the same Upanishad, which presents there is Brahma, reality. That reality implied by the term Brahma is of the nature of existence, consciousness, and limitlessness. And this is a brief answer for what is Brahma. Tad Brahma Kim. Brahma Kim. Ityasya Prashnasya Uttaram. The answer is in the name of Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. And this statement is a Swarupa Lakshanam of Brahma. So, direct definition of Brahman, in which each word reveals the reality Brahma in terms of its nature of existence, consciousness, and limitlessness or fullness. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. And that Brahman, what is Param? We have to see that answer for the question. Before that, how does one know that Brahma? Where does one discover that Brahma? For which the answer is, Yaha Guhayam Nihitam Veda. Guhayam Nihitam. The Brahman is hidden in the cave of one's own mind. And whoever discovers that Brahma fulfills all one's desires. The knower of Brahman becomes the one who fulfills, who has fulfilled all his desires simultaneously. As the all-knowing Brahman itself, the knower of Brahman, as omniscient, all-knowing Brahman, fulfills all one's desires simultaneously, as it were. So, Brahmana Vipaschita. Vipaschit, the word Vipaschit means the person of discriminative knowledge. He is called Vipaschit. But here, the word does not mean a jnani. The Vipaschit, the word Vipaschit, generally used to mean a wise person who has discriminative knowledge. But here the word Vipaschit does not mean a wise person. It means Brahman itself. Brahman is Vipaschit. Vipaschit means Viseshena Pashyati Iti Vipaschit. That which sees everything. That which knows everything. By its very nature, not as an action. That which knows everything by its very nature, is Vipaschit. And here, that which knows everything by its very nature is Brahma, the absolute reality implied by the term Brahma. Therefore, knows everything means that which is there as the very source of all knowledge. So that which is there as the source of all knowledge is the knower of everything, so omniscient. Vipaschita Brahmana சர்வான் காமான் சக சமஷ்ணுதே. நோவர் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் ஃபுல்ஃபில்ஸ் ஆல் ஹிஸ் டிசைர்ஸ் சைமல்டேனியஸ்லி அஸ் இட் வேர் ஆஸ் தி ஆம்னேஷியன்ட் ஆல் நோயிங் பிரம்மா, ஆஸ் தி சோர்ஸ் பிரம்மன், அ சோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் நாலெட்ஜ். This is the literal meaning of the mantra we have seen. And heard seeing from here, this it is in this context we stopped, and heard seeing the commentary of Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada. I'm reminding you of all this because we are seeing after long break. We pray that we will not have breaks anymore hereafter. Okay. So, where did we leave? Here. When you say, Brahmavid apnoti param, every sentence, every word should be understood correctly, what exactly it is said. So, Shankar Bhagavatpada himself presents possible doubts, the questions of a Purapakshi. An opponent or a person who comes with many questions and doubts. So he first analyzes the meaning of the word apnoti. Apnoti is a verb which means attains. Attains, accomplishes, gains. These are the meanings. Attains, accomplishes, achieves, gains. These are the meanings. Specifically, gains or attains. So the noun form of the verb aptoti is aptihi. Gaining, gain or attainment. Aptihi. Apnoti is a verb. Aptihi is a feminine gender word, a noun, which means attainment or gain. So he first takes that word aptihi, the noun form of the verb apnoti, he analyzes that. Brahmavit param apnoti. So no, the param here implies the Brahman itself. Param also means the absolute and moksha, which means Brahman and moksha are one and the same. They're not two different things. So knower of Brahman attains the absolute means knower of Brahman attains the moksha. Knower of Brahman attains Brahman. So attaining Brahman is attaining moksha. They're not two different things. Because moksha is the very swarup of Brahman. Knowing the reality of Brahman is knowing the very swarupam of Brahman. They're identical. Attainment of Brahman, attainment of moksha is one and the same. With Brahman and moksha are identical. So here, what is the doubt that's passed on the part of a Purapakshi? The knower of Brahman attains Brahma, which means Brahman is, the very word Brahma implies what? Brahma, as I told in the previous classes, Nakarantaha Napumsaka Lingaha Brahman Shabdaha. In the nominative case, it is Brahma. And what does the word Brahma mean? Brahma actually implies the reality, absolute reality, the ultimate truth. And why is, we have to understand all these things before entering into the Bhashya. This is a repetition, but I have to do it because I'm meeting after a long break. The reality, the absolute reality, the ultimate truth of the entirety of the universe, the only truth of the entirety of the universe, is implied by the term Brahma in terms of its nature of limitlessness, fullness, bigness. So Brahma, reality is implied by the term Brahma because of its nature of bigness, incomparable bigness, infinite bigness, incomparable bigness, limitless bigness. And we also are going to see actually limitlessness, limitlessly big, incomparably big means there's nothing which is other than Brahma, which is comparable to Brahma, reality. And this reality is free from all limitations. Everything in this universe subject to all limitations. It is this reality which alone, that alone is very important. It is the reality which alone is free from all possible limitations. And limitation is said to be parichedaha, kala parichedaha, or kalataha parichedaha, desha parichedaha, vastu parichedaha. So kala, desha, vastu parichedaha asya na santi. This reality has no limitations. It's free from all these possible time, spatial, object-wise limitations. However, it is ever of the nature of infinitude, limitlessness. Time-wise infinite, spatially infinite, object-wise also is infinite. As it is ever of the nature of infinitude, limitlessness, it is implied by the term Brahma. It is implied by that. It's infinitely, infinitely, limitlessly big. Brahma. And this Brahma, therefore, is all pervasive. And this is how the Bhashyam begins. With this understanding, we have to see the Bhashyam. What is Purapakshi's question? What is Purapakshi's objection? The objection comes, objection is always presented with this expression, specific expression, Nanu. Nanu is something which is a specific meaning. The Nanu comes, it's like a tag, it's used like, used to present a tag like. Nanu means objection, implies objection here. Nanu. Sarvagatam sarvasya apcha atmabhutam brahma vakshyati. The Upanishad herself is going to vakshyati. Upanishad herself is going to explain later on Brahma to be what? No? Atmabhutam. To be that which is in the form of the self of everything. Sarvasya atmabhutam, sarvagatam, all pervasive. Upanishad is herself is going to explain later on Brahman to be the self of everything, self of all the beings, and to be all pervasive. Sarvagatam cha. Sarvasya cha atma bhutam brahma vakshyati. If Brahman is already the self of all the beings, Brahman is already all pervasive. Brahman is not attainable. So the Purapakshi says, ataha cha ataha na apyam. Brahma na apyam. Brahman is not attainable. கிமர்த்தம் ந ஆப்யம், சர்வ சர்வகதம் சர்வசச்ச ஆத்மபூதம் பிரம்ம இதி உபனிஷத் வக்ஷ்யதி. உபனிஷத் இஸ் கோயிங் டு எக்ஸ்பிளைன் லேட்டர் ஆன், பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஆல் பர்வேசிவ், பிரம்மன் இஸ் தி செல்ஃப் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி பீயிங்ஸ் எவ்ரி திங். தேர்ஃபோர் பிரம்மன் பீயிங் தி செல்ஃப் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி திங், பிரம்மன் பீயிங் ஆல் பர்வேசிவ், இட் இஸ் நாட் சம்திங் which can be attained, which can be gained. For ataha na apyam, if it is not sarvagatam, if it is not all pervasive, if it is not the self of every being, everything, then it can be attained. Na apyam, ataha na apyam. Having said that, why it is not attainable? Purpakshi is point here. Brahman is unattainable. Brahman is that which cannot be gained because it is all pervasive, all the self of every being, self of everything. Attainment is always of something other than oneself, something which is away from oneself. What is already one's own self, what is not away from oneself, can never be gained, can never be attained. That is the reason. So he says, next sentence, be with me, he says, praptihi cha, praptihi aptihi mean the same. Praptihi cha, and attainment is always of what? Anyasya, அந்யஸ்ய அந்யேன பரிச்சின்னஸ்யச்ச பரிச்சின்னேன திருஷ்டா பிராப்திஹி திருஷ்டா. அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஹாஸ் பீன் சீன், பிராப்திஹி திருஷ்டா. பிராப்திஹி ஆர் ஆப்திஹி, அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆர் கெயின் ஹாஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் பீன் சீன் ஆஃப் வாட், of something other than oneself. Anyasya, anyasya praptihi drishta. Attainment is always of something other than the self. Anyasya, parichinnasya, attainment is always of something limited, something limited which is other than the self, which is another. And is also by something limited, something limited which is other than oneself. Anyena parichinnena, anyasya parichinnasya praptihi drishta. Attainment is always of something other than oneself and which is limited. Is by someone, something which is other than oneself and which is limited also. Who is limited? Only a limited thing can attain the limited thing. Again, attainment is always of something other than oneself. Here, Brahman is what? Brahman is the self of everything, self of every being. Sarvasya Atma Bhutam Brahma. சர்வஸ்ய ஆத்ம பூதத்வாத் ஆப்திஹி ப்ராப்திஹி ந சக்யா. That is his answer. அன்யஸ்ய பரிச்சின்னஸ்ய அன்யேன பரிச்சின்னேன ச ப்ராப்திஹி த்ருஷ்டா. அபரிச்சின்னம், சோ வெதர் யூ டேக் இட், ரீச்சிங் அ கிவன் பிளேஸ் which is away from oneself, other than oneself, or attaining something which is other than oneself. And that which is attained is also by what? By something which is limited. One physical body which is limited, which is time-wise limited, spatially limited, object-wise limited. by a given physical body, time-wise, object-wise, spatially limited, can be attained another place or other object which is other than oneself. One physical body can attain something which is other than itself, or reach a place which is away from oneself. So what is attained also must be time-bound, time-wise, object-wise, spatially limited. What is attained by a given body, mind, sense complex must also be time-wise, object-wise, spatially limited, which is other than itself, other than oneself. So what attainment is always of something which is time-wise, spatially, object-wise limited, must be by something which is time-wise, spatially, object-wise limited. Parichinnena parichinnasya praptihi. Parichinnena praptihi parichinnasya praptihi. Attainment is always of something which is limited. And attainment is also by something which is limited. So limitless can never attain the limitless. Limitless cannot be attained. Need not be attained by the limitless. Therefore he says, where we are talking about Brahma which is limitless. Therefore he says, Brahmana apyam. Brahman is not attainable. Brahman cannot be gained because it is all pervasive. It is already there as the self of everything. Only limited, an object subject to all limitations, can be attained by an object which is subject to all limitations and which is other than itself, away from itself. He says, Praptihi cha anyasya parichinnasya anyena parichinnena cha drishta. Now he says, Aparichinnam sarvatmakam cha brahma. What is brahma? Aparichinnam. See, parichinna is a parichedaha is noun. Parichinna is participle. Limited. Brahman is aparichinnam. Brahman is not limited. Brahman is limitless. Brahman is not limited by time, space, or object. Aparichinnam Brahma. Not only that, sarvatmakam cha. Brahman is sarvatmakam. Brahman is in the form of the self of everything. Brahman is free from all limitations. Brahman is not limited by time, space, and object. Therefore, sarvatmakam Brahma. Aparichinnam Brahma. Brahman is not limited. Brahman is the self of everything. Ataha. Iti ataha. Ityataha. Because of this reason, that Brahman is the self of everything. Brahman is not limited by time, space, and object. Ityataha. Parichinnavat. Anatmavat cha. Tasya apti anupapanna. Parichinnavat, like a limited object, like an anatma, like an object which is non-self. Parichinnavat anatmavat cha tasya apti anupapanna. Attainment of that absolute reality Brahman is not possible. Na anupapanna. Upapanna means possible. Anupapanna means not possible, impossible. Tasya praptihi anupapanna. Attainment of that Brahman is not possible. Anupapanna, impossible. In untenable. attainment of Brahman is impossible, untenable. Like the attainment of a limited object or an object other than the self. Anatmavat, like an object other than the self, like an object which is limited, attainment of that Brahman is not possible. Tasya praptihi, tasya aptasya means what? Tasya brahmanaha, tasya aptihi anupapanna, upapanna, upapannam, upapanna is a participle. Na upapadyate, brahmana upapadyate, is not attained. Upapanna possible, anupapannam impossible. Tasya aptihi anupapanna. Aptihi being a feminine gender word, you say upapanna, anupapanna. Attainment of Brahman is impossible. What's the reason given? Sarvatmakatvat, sarvagatatvat, anatmavate, parichinnavate, tasya brahmanaha aptihi na anupapanna. It is not possible. Of course, he said, an anatma object, any object other than the self can be attained by any other object. And both objects are limited by time, space and object, and which are other than each other. Different from each other. Therefore, it's not possible. This is the Purapakshi's question, the doubt. Therefore, so Shankara Bhagavatpada now has to make it very clear. The word apnoti, the verb apnoti, meaning attains, actually does not mean literally attainment here. This word apnoti should be understood in terms of attainment of knowledge. Attainment is actually knowing. Attaining is knowing. He has to make it very clear. So he is going to continue now. Is it clear now? Purapakshi's doubt is clear, isn't it? Which we saw long ago. So Shankara Bhagavatpada's answer comes, Nayam doshaha, na ayam doshaha. No, it is not wrong to say that knower of Brahman attains Brahma. Na ayam doshaha. This is not wrong. I am na doshaha. This is not an error. This is not wrong. This is not a mistake to say that knower of Brahman attains Brahma. How katham? He himself gives the answer. Darshana adarshana apekshatvat brahmanaha ap anaptyoho. Brahmanaha aptihi, brahmanaha anaptihi. You say apti anaptihi, aptihi anaptihi. Make a compound, apti anaptihi. Apti anaptyoho, apti anapti. If you take it as dual. Apti anaptyoho, apti anaptyoho. So attainment of Brahman is brahmanaha aptihi. Non-attainment of Brahman is brahmanaha anaptihi. So here, attainment of Brahman, non-attainment of Brahman is based on recognition and non-recognition of Brahma. Darshana adarshana apekshatvat. So attainment of Brahman has the status of requiring the recognition of Brahman. Non-attainment of Brahman has it of requiring the non-recognition of Brahman. This is the literal translation. Darshana apekshatvat. Brahmanaha darshana adarshana apekshatvat. Brahmanaha aptinaptyoho. So Brahmanaha aptihi, attainment of Brahman requires or has the requirement of the recognition of Brahma. Apekshatvam means requirement. Attainment of Brahman has the requirement of the recognition of Brahma. What he means is, attainment of Brahman implies recognizing Brahman, knowing Brahma. Darshanam literally means seeing. Seeing means recognizing. Recognizing means what? Knowing. Brahmanaha aptihi has apekshat. Attainment of Brahman has the requirement of the recognition of Brahman. Brahmanaha anaptihi, non-attainment of Brahman is nothing but non-recognition of Brahman. Darshana apekshat. Brahmanaha aptihi because what now? Darshana apekshatvat. Brahmanaha anaptihi darshana adarshana apekshatvat. Adarshana apekshatvat. As Brahman's attainment of Brahman has the requirement of knowing, recognizing Brahma, as non-attainment of Brahman has the requirement of non-recognizing Brahma. There's no error. What he says is, attainment of Brahman is nothing but recognition of Brahma, knowing Brahma. Non-attainment of Brahman is nothing but non-recognition or non-ignorance of Brahma. Adarshanam is ignorance. Darshanam is knowledge. So knowing Brahman, recognizing Brahman is attaining Brahma. Not knowing Brahma, non-recognizing Brahman is non-attaining Brahma. That's what he says here. What the literal translation of the sentence? Attainment or non-attainment. Attainment and non-attainment of Brahman has the requirement of recognition or non-recognition of Brahma. It's the literal translation, which means here attainment implies knowing. Non-attainment means not knowing Brahma. Darshana adarshana apekshatvat brahmanaha apti anaptyoho. Therefore, what he meant here is not physically attaining. It means cognitive attainment. Therefore, it means knowing. The word aptihi, even though literally it means gaining or gain or attaining, what is implied is knowing. Therefore, there's no error in saying the knower of Brahman attains Brahma. Then he further explains the long sentence. Let us read here. Paramarthataha Brahma rupasya api sataha. Paramarthataha Brahma rupasya api sataha asya jivasya. So this jiva, every individual jiva here is essentially, absolutely of the nature of Brahma, Brahma Rupaha. Jivaha, I can tell you, Jivaha, Brahmarupaha, Paramarthataha Brahmarupaha. Jivaha, Paramarthataha Brahmarupaha. Means what? Every Jiva is absolutely, essentially, of the form of Brahma, of nature of Brahma. So, San Sataha Api, even though Jiva is absolutely of the nature of Brahma, still, Bhuta Matra Krita means what? Bhuta Matra means elements. Bhuta Matra Krita means made of elements. Elemental. Bhuta Matra Krita Bahya Parichinna Annamayadi Atmadarshinaha Tadasatta Chetasaha Jivasya. Long sentence. Jiva is described here. Who is this Jiva? Jiva who is absolutely, essentially of the nature of Brahma. Still, he is Asakta Chetaha, Chetasaha, Chetas. Asakta Chetaha. Here the word, please make a note, the word Asakta literally means attached. But here, associated with, identified with, or immersed with. The Jiva is the one whose mind is immersed, whose mind is totally engrossed. Engrossed as in what now? With anatma. Annamayadi Atmadarshinaha. The Jiva is endowed with the mind which is immersed in the external limited layers of personality. External limited koshas. Layers of personality which are nothing but elemental products. So he says here, Bhuta Matra Krita Bahya Parichinna. See, this Annamayadi Koshaha. Annamayadi. Annamayadi Annamaya Adi Shabda stands for rest of the layers of personality. Annamaya Koshaha. Adi Shabda stands for Pranamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha, Vijnanamaya Kosha, Anandamaya Kosha, Pancha Koshaha. Pancha Koshaha, you know very well, Pancha Koshaha means three bodies. Three bodies mean Sthula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, Karana Shariram. So, all three bodies alone are said to be five koshas, you know very well. So, Annamaya Koshaha, Pranamaya Koshaha, Manomaya Koshaha, Vijnanamaya Kosha, Anandamaya Kosha. All these koshas are bahyaha. Pancha koshaha bahyaha. They are all external. External means what? They are anatma. External means not this. Brahman has not none. Brahman has no internal external. External means which are non-self. Here. Bahyaha is the part of the external world. These five koshas which form part of the objective external universe. Therefore, Bahyaha. Then Parichinnaha. They also limit subject to all limitations. Limited by time and space and object. So, Bahya Parichinna Annamaya Adi. Annamayadi. Annamayadeha Koshaha. Annamayadeha Koshaha. Five koshas in terms of five layers of personality, in terms of annamayaha, pranamayaha, manomayaha, anandamayaha, etc., which are limited by, all koshas are limited by time, space and object. All koshas are limited. And not only that, they are part of the objective universe, external world of objects. And they are being part of the external world of objects, they are elemental products. Bhuta Krita. So Bhuta Matra Krita. Bhuta Matraha means against elements. Bhuta itself is enough, but Bhuta Matraha also means elemental only. Bhuta Matra Krita. Bhuta Matra Kritaha Panchakoshaha. Annamayadeha Koshaha. They are Bahyaha. Then they are Parichinnaha. So Parichinnaha. Parichinnaha annamayadayaha koshaha parichinnaha bahyaha bhutamatra krutaha. So these five layers of personality, five koshas, just annamaya etc., are elemental products external to part of the external world of elemental objects, and they're limited by time, space and object. Atmadarshina, the Atmadarshi. So here, this Jiva, whose mind is engrossed in these five layers of personality, Panchakoshas, the external elemental products, as the self, Atmadarshi, taking those Panchakoshas as the self. One who sees the five koshas as the self is Annamayadi Atmadarshi. Who is this Jiva? Again is explained. The whole sentence is, long sentence explains only Jiva. I am breaking the sentence for your understanding. So first we understood the first part. He said, Jivaha Paramarthataha Brahmarupaha. Sentence number one. Jivaha paramarthataha brahma rupaha brahma swarupaha. Every jiva is absolutely, essentially of the nature of Brahma. But he is asakta chet anatma darshi. Here, atma darshi. He sees anatma as the atma. What is anatma here? Bahya parichinna annamayadi atmadarshi jivaha. Bhuta matra krita bahya parichinna annamayadi atmadarshi jivaha. And the jiva is the one who sees the panchakoshas, such as annamaya, etc., which are limited by time, space and object, which are external to the body, that are external to, which are part of the external world of objects, and which are nothing but elemental products. He mistakes them to, mistakes these ana layers to be, layers of personality to be the self. Not only that, tad asakta chetaha. Who is the jiva again? Jiva is the one whose mind is immersed, engrossed in those five koshas as the self. He sees the five koshas as the self. What are the five koshas? Five koshas are limited by time, space and object. And they are part of the external world of objects and their elemental product. Being part of the elemental world, external world, they are elemental products. So, bhuta matra krita, bahyaha, parichinnaha, annamayadeha koshaha. And he sees these koshas to be the self. Therefore, Atmadarshi. This is the jiva. Jiva sees five koshas, the elemental products, which form part of the external world, the objective world, and which are limited or subject to all limitations, to be the self. Not only he takes them to be the self, his mind is, Jiva is the one whose mind is engrossed, immersed in those five koshas. Means it is not at all possible for him to give up the notion. Asakta chetaha. And he is so immersed, so engrossed in those five koshas, it is not possible for him to shift the identity from there. That's what is meant by this expression. Tada asakta chetaha. No, so all the sixth case, and let me tell you one by one. Bhuta matra krita bahya parichinna annamayadi atmadarshinaha tadasatta chetasaha. This is the next. This is the jiva. Then, what is there for him? We'll see again. Prakrita sankhya poranasya atmanaha avyavahitasyapi. Bahya Sankhyeya Vishaya Asakta Chittataya Swarupa Abhava Darshanavati Paramartha Brahma Rupa Abhava Darshana Lakshanaya Avidyaya. Let me go next sentence. It happens to be long compound. I'm explaining one by one. Now, this is the jiva. And for this jiva, Shankara Madhupada explains here, he giving the example of the story of the 10th man. The whole story he doesn't say here. He just briefly mentions the state of the 10th man, the person, the 10th man, the story of the 10th man. We have to remember that. In the corner, I had to stop and tell you. You all know very well this story is not something new. A group of 10 people. A group of 10 people were supposed to cross the river. When they were going somewhere, and they had to go to the other side of the other bank of the river. And one of the 10 was the leader. And therefore he had responded of count, seeing that all 10 of them crossed. So all of them crossed. And he, the one, the leader, was supposed to be guiding the group. Heard counting the heads of the group. He counted many times. He could only count number 9. He knew that 10 people were there. Only 9 people. He repeatedly counted. He only counted number 9. He lost the, according to the person who was counting, the 10th person was, 10th person got lost. Now, you know very well in the story, the 10th person was not really lost. The 10th person was the one who was counting. But now, the 10th person repeatedly counted the other 9 for other than himself. And he thought the 10th person was lost. According to the person who counted the number 9, other 9 people, the 10th person was as though lost. The 10th person was not really lost. The 10th person was as though lost. Why? Because the person who counted the 9 other people, other than himself, all those 9 members were like anatma. They symbolize anatma objects. And he did not include himself. He did not count himself. Because he excluded himself, he not included himself, he not count himself. He thought the 10th person was the last. 10th person was not really last. The error happened in his counting. He did not include himself. So not including himself or forgetting himself is as though losing oneself, as though he has lost himself, as though he has lost the 10th person. In the same way here, the ignorant person, the person who is ignorant of the self, who takes himself to be, who sees the anatma, which anatma koshas, which form part of the external world, which are elemental products, to be the self, and who has strong identity, who is deeply attached to them, tada anatma asakta chitta, attached to them as the self. Is like this 10th person. Because he has not lost. So not knowing also himself being the 10th person is as well as having lost the 10th person. Similarly here, not knowing the self is as though having lost one's own self. Is not really losing. Not knowing the self is as though losing oneself, as though having lost oneself. And knowing oneself is as though gaining oneself, attaining oneself. And the same, the 10th person was searching for the 10th person who missed himself in his counting. When was worried, when he was worried, another person, other passerby came there and he inquired about their worry and he wanted to sort out that their problem, and he heard counting. The other person started counting. Then the other person included the counting person also. Then he said, you are that 10th person whom you think is lost. You are the 10th person whom you think is lost. Therefore, being illumined, being given the knowledge by the other person, passerby person, this 10th person recognized himself being the 10th person. So the recognition of himself being the 10th person is what? As though attaining the lost 10th person. In the same way, here also, this jiva, who has very strong attachment, deep attachment to this body, mind, sense complex, the five koshas, who takes those koshas to be the self, for him also, the knowledge happens, when the knowledge happens, being taught by a guru, here, like the passerby, like another person, the passerby came and helped, here the guru and shastra, the shastra from the head of the teacher being unfolded, taught. Here also this Ajnani Jiva discovers himself, he can shift his identity from the Anatma Koshas to Atma. So discovering, knowing, recognizing the self being distinct from this Koshas is as though attaining the self. Therefore, it is nothing wrong in saying The knower of Brahman attains Brahma. If it is said, even though Brahman is already one's own Swarupam, it's never attained, can never be attained. Attainment of Brahman is impossible. Attainment of knowledge of Brahman is actually as though attaining Brahma. This is what is explained here. Okay. So let us read here. Next sentence. Prakruta Sankhya Puranasya Atmanaha. So Prakruta Sankhya Puranaha. Prakruta Sankhya Puranaha means relevant number. Sankhya, Prakruta Sankhya means relevant number. The current relevant number. Number. Puranasya. So the person who fills the place of Puranaha, the person who is filling the place of the number 10. That is the relevant number. Now, relevant number 10. Prakruta Sankhya means relevant number 10. Prakruta Sankhya Puranaha. Here is just as this Ajnani Jiva is like the person who is filling the relevant, filling the place of relevant number 10. Prakruta Sankhya Puranasya. Atmana Avyavahitasyapi. So the person who is filling the place of the relevant number 10 is not other than himself. Atmana Avyavahitaha. Is not different from, not other than himself. Atmana Avyavahitaha. Not Vyavahitaha. Not distant from the self, himself. Atmana Avyavahitasyapi. Bahya Sankhyeya Vishaya Asakta Chittasya. So this person, the Ajnani Jiva, is like the 10th person who is filling the place of the relevant number 10. He is like him. That's what we stopped there. Bahya Sankhyeya Vishaya Asakta Chittaha. And who is this Jiva again? Bahya Sankhyeya Vishaya Asakta Chittaha. Who is very much attached to the external objects. External objects means what? External layers of personality, external koshas. Bahya Vishaya Asakta Chitta. Bahya Vishayaha means external objects. This person is attached to or engrossed in the external koshas which are part of the objective world. And which are Bahya Sankhyaya. So the Bahya Sankhyaya means this outcountable. The other 9 members were counted. The countable numbers are like the external objects. This Jiva is the one who is attached to the external koshas, which are part of the external world of objects, which are like the countable other members. Bahya Sankhyeya Vishaya Asakta Chittaha. Swarupa Abhava Darshanavat. Swarupa Abhava Darshanavat. Paramartha Brahma Swarupa. அபாவ தர்ஷன லக்ஷணையா அவித்யா. பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி இக்னரன்ஸ் இன் டெர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் நான் ரெக்கக்னிஷன் ஆஃப் த செல்ஃப், ஸ்வரூப அபாவ தர்ஷன லக்ஷணையா அவித்யா. ஸ்வரூப அபாவ தர்ஷனவது was ignorant of the self, was ignorant of the nature of one's own swarupam, was annamayadin bahyan anatmanah atmatvena pratipannatvat. annamayadin bahyan அனாத்மனஹ ஆத்மத்வேன பிரதிபன்னத்வாத். As he has taken the கோஷா such as அன்னமய etc., the அனாத்ம கோஷாஸ் அன்னமய etc. as the self, as he said, he has mistaken the external அனாத்ம கோஷாஸ் as the self. As Atma, Annamayadin Bahyan Anatmanaha Atmatvena Pratipannatvat. Annamayadin Bahyan Anatmanaha Atmatvena Pratipannaha. The Jivaha. Jiva is the one who has mistaken the kosha such as Annamaya etc., which are external, to be the self, to be the Atma. Atmatvena pratipannaha. Atmatvena pratipannatva. As she has mistaken the anatma koshas as the Atma. Annamayadi anatmabhyaha na anyaha ahamasmi iti abhimanyate. He considers himself to be the self, considers himself to be non-different from those koshas. Annamayadi anatmabhyaha na anyaha aham asmi iti abhimanyate. He considers himself to be the self, not other than the five koshas, such as annamaya, etc. Annamayadi anatmabhyaha na aham anyaha iti abhimanyate. I am not other than these koshas, such as annamaya, etc. Which means he takes the annamaya, etc., the koshas, to be the self. Evam, in this manner, avidyaya atmabhutamapi brahma anaptam syat. What Shankara Bhagavatpada explains here is, evam, in this manner, avidyaya atmabhutamapi brahma anaptam syat. Because of ignorance, in this manner, because of ignorance, atmabhutam api, even though Brahman is one's own self, still Brahman is as though unattained, Brahman is as though lost, because of ignorance. Even though Brahman is already one's own self, because of ignorance of oneself being Brahma, Brahman is as though unattained, as though lost. Therefore, knowing Brahman is as though attaining Brahma. Brahman is not at all really attained. Brahman can never be attained. Not knowing Brahman is as though not having attained Brahma, as though having lost Brahma. And knowing Brahman is as though attaining Brahma. So what he says in this, avidyaya ஆத்மபூதமபி ஏவம். So, everything has explained above. Like, go back and explain again. Don't worry. Evam, in this manner, avidyaya, because of ignorance, atmabhutam api, even though Brahman already obtains as the self, because of ignorance, avidyaya, anaptam syat Brahma. Brahma anaptam syat. Mundu Brahman is already obtaining as the self. Still, Brahman is as though unattained, as though Brahman has been lost because of ignorance. Katam evam, in this manner. In which manner? So he explained further. This avidyaya annamayadin bahyan atmanaha bahyan anatmanaha. Avidyaya annamayadin bahyan anatmanaha. All three words explained. Annamayadin bahyan anatmanaha atmatvena patipannaha asti jivaha. Jiva has taken, mistaken the koshas of sannamaya, etc., which are external, which are part of the external objective universe, which are anatma, anatma, to be the atma. Therefore he considers, he mistakes them to be the self. Therefore he has anatmabhyaha na anyaha aham asmi iti abhimanyate. He considers that I am not other than these koshas such as annamaya, etc., is what he considers. It's purely because of ignorance. So not knowing Brahman is as though not having attained Brahma. And the example given by him is what? This example where he says, the person was counting the nine members, other nine members, left himself in counting. So he could count only number nine. As he could not include himself, as though he lost himself. He was not, but as though he was lost himself. So this person was counting is like the Atma, which is excluded, which is not known, which is forgotten, which is as though lost. Just as the tenth person, the person who was counting, did not include himself, was as though lost for the person who was counting. Similarly, here, the jiva who does not know his own sarupam being Brahman, as though lost his sarupam being Brahman. Brahman is as though lost for him. Because he and this person who was counting was only counting other members other than himself. Repeatedly was counting only member other than himself. And the other members were, nine members were counted by this person, are like the anatma, layers of personality, panchakoshas, look at the external world of objects, which form part of the external world of objects. So here, the jnani jiva also, like this tenth person, will not include himself in counting, does not know his swarupam. Therefore, he gives importance, he counts, he takes only the panchakoshas, which are anatma, which form part of the external world, to be the self. The bahya sankhyaya vishaya asatta chittataya. See, he has the mind which is engrossed in the external five elemental koshas. Therefore, he loses sight of the self. Swarupa bhava darshanavati. As the person not having the vision of one's own self, Paramatma Brahma Swarupa Abhava Darshana Lakshanaya Avidyaya. And not, so because of the ignorance in the form of not seeing one's own Swarupam, he strongly takes the Anatma, Annamaya Kosha, such as Annamaya, etc., to be the Atma, to be the Self. He considers, I am not other than these koshas. Anatmabhyaha na anyaha hamiti manyate. He considers himself to be not other than these anatma koshas. This is how, in this manner, vidyaya atmabhutamapi avidyaya avidyevam avidyaya atmabhutamapi Brahma anaptam syat. So what he wants to say here is, being ignorant of the self is as good as having lost the self. So knowing the self is as good as gaining what one has lost. Therefore, even though the word apti means attains again, still it is not wrong. That's what Shankara Bhagavatpada explains here. Atmabhutamapi avidyaya brahma anaptam syat. Brahman is as though unattained because of ignorance. Even the Brahman is one's own self already. This is the literal translation of the Bhashyam. So what we have to supply extra here is, there, as long as the tenth person was searching for the tenth person, forgetting himself or including himself, and he was in pain of having lost the tenth person, and the whole group was in pain, whereas there was a need for the passerby who could be objective and who could count all the ten of them together. And said, the counting person, you are the tenth person whom you think you have lost. Similarly here, it also, like the passerby person, here Shastram comes in the form of a guru. Guru with Shastram. Guru can be a guru only if he has a Shastram. The guru comes and he reveals the one's own Swarupam being Brahma. So this teaching, by imparting the knowledge, and the guru helps the person, individual, discover his own Swarupam being Brahma, then he can shift his identity cognitively. He can shift his identity from the Anatma, five koshas, to the Atma. When he discovers one's own Swarupam being already Brahman, being already one's own Swarupam, then the Brahma Swarupam is as though attained newly. Is it clear? Okay. This is a long sentence with too many compounds. I would like to refer to explain this. We'll do it in also Samskritam class. Know why? If I do all the compounds here in this class, others also will feel out of place. We'll do it.